Since the beginning of time, the greatest question has always been, who amongst us is the greatest? Is it the great King Shaka Zulu, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Princess Diana, Oprah Winfrey, leaders and their titles, who amongst them is the greatest? In the world of sports, tell me, who is the greatest? Who can bend it like Beckham? Who's got more skill than Ronaldo? Does he have more talent than Lionel Messi? Dare I compare them to Pele? Will they be unforgettable like Maradona? Who is greater? Amabagabaga, Izimnyama Ngenkani, Orlando Pirates, or is it the Glamour Boys, Kaizer Chiefs, Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United? And we can never be united when having to decide who amongst us is the greatest. Who can float like a butterfly and sting like a bee better than Muhammad Ali? Is it Floyd Mayweather? And I'm wondering whether you still remember the late baby Jake Madlala. In music, who is the greatest? Who's got better dance moves than the king of pop, Michael Jackson? Who's more legendary than Tupac Shakur, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey? Let us not forget Brenda Fassie. Honey, who's our greatest local trendsetter? Could you get an international breakthrough better than Mr. Funny Guy, Trevor Noah? Could you fill up the dome like Casper Nyovest? And let us be honest, you can never be South Africa's first black idol, cause Chaim Tesla has done that. Charlize Theron had made South Africa proud, and so did Ladysmith Black Mambazo. And before I go, it's been 20 years and they are still standing. It's empty and joyous celebration, but allow me to make this brief introduction of a man who is the greatest. Listen as to why he is the greatest. In biology, he was born of an extraordinary birth. In physics, he defied the law of physics when he walked on water. In mathematics, who can be greater? Because without a calculator, he was able to count the number of hairs of 7.394 billion people's heads. And he stored that information in the school of IT with no megabytes and no memory. In chemistry, he turned water into wine. In hospitality, he fed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. In geography, the winds and the sea obey him. He's the greatest man in all history. In public speaking, he spoke to thousands that heard his voice, even though he had no microphone. And here it goes in the school of law, he is our advocate. In English, he's the great I am. In physical science, he's the great mighty warrior, strong in battle. Jehovah is his name. In science, he's the bright and morning star. He shines brighter than any Hollywood star. He's richer than Bill Gates, and only through him can we enter heaven's gates. He's more influential than Oprah, far famous than the Kardashians, and even without a Grammy, this man is still legendary. But Sean Mitchell said it better, that there is nobody greater. Demons can't stand him, the devil could not stop him, death could not kill him, the grave could not withhold him. With nails in his hands, a crown of thorns on his head, only he was willing to die for a sinner like me. My mind may not fathom him, but my heart adores him. My hands tonight will be lifted to him, my tongue will sing him praise. His name I will raise, I will boldly declare, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the greatest.